Hello, everybody, and welcome to another Spiritual Hollywood Hour. I am your host, Kate Romero, and the greatest thing that I could do is give thanks for BBS Radio for providing us with a wonderful platform to raise consciousness by using positive media. We have as our guest this evening Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers Beckwith. There's something magical about those three names and those two people. And if you think about it, it's Michael BB and Ricky BB. There are no accidents. And what I'd like to promote this evening about Michael and Ricky is they have a fantastic giant leap forward with the Agape International Spiritual Center. They will be taping a PBS special this Thursday evening, August 20th, a 7:30 taping and a 9:30 taping at the Nokia Theater, and it's Club Nokia at LA Live, and it's downtown LA at 800 West Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, and that's California, 90015. And I would love to give you a phone number to call and a website to go to get more information about that, because the seats are limited. There are 1,200 seats at the Nokia, and we want to fill every single one of them. There are VIP seats, which mean very inspired people, and I myself will be in one of those seats along with my husband, John Steller, and many, many others. There are many surprises for this taping on this evening. I'll give you the website to check that out. That is www.agapelive.com/PBS. That's www.agapelive.com/PBS. And the callers who call in this evening will receive pairs of free tickets to the PBS taping for August 20th. They will also receive the Spiritual Liberation book, which is a 2009 Gold Award winner, and they will receive the Spiritual Liberation DVD, the CD set, Ricky Byers Beckwith's new CD, The Love Project, which is amazing, plus a pair of tickets to the PBS taping. There will be five people who will win all five of these items, so whatever first five people call in will be getting these five items. And the numbers to call in are, let me give those to you. The toll-free worldwide is 888-815-9756. That's 888-815-9756. And the other three lines are 530-327-7602. That's line one. Line two is 530-776-5185. Line three is 530-413-4511. Again, the worldwide number is 888-815-9756. And what I'd like to do now is to give you a little background about Michael Bernard Beckwith. And again, that is www.agapelive.com. Michael Bernard Beckwith is the founder and spiritual director of the Agape International Spiritual Center in Los Angeles, which was founded in 1986. Michael Beckwith is also a featured teacher in the best-selling book and film, The Secret, and author of the award-winning book, Spiritual Liberation. Michael Beckwith, founder and president of the University of Transformational Studies and Leadership, located at the Los Angeles headquarters of the Agape Movement, as co-founder and president of the Association for Global New Thought, AGNT, convener of the Synthesis Dialogues. He sits on His Holiness, the Dalai Lama. He sits not on him, he sits with him. And he is the co-founder and president of the University of Transformational Studies and Leadership. I've already said that part. I'm so excited I can hardly even read this. When I saw he sits on the Dalai Lama, that kind of threw me off. Dr. Beckwith is an international speaker and teacher of meditation, affirmative prayer, and is the originator of Life Visioning Process. He is the author of Spiritual Liberation, Fulfilling Your Soul's Potential, Inspirations of the Heart, 40-Day Mind Fast, Soul Feast, and A Manifesto of Peace. Dr. Beckwith is a featured teacher, as I said, in the film and book The Secret, and has been a guest on The Oprah Show several times and Larry King Live. Again, as I mentioned, he is the Spiritual Liberation is the winner of the 2009 Gold Awards. And I will go on to give you Ricky Byers-Beckwith's website and her background. She has her music listed and everything about her music at www.weletitbe. That's weletitbe.com. Ricky Byers-Beckwith is one of the 21st century's most revered singer-songwriters whose transcendent music opens the heart, touches the soul, and uplifts the spirit. Ricky was born and raised in Charlotte, North Carolina, before moving to Atlanta, Georgia. She is a natural and self-taught musician who began singing when she was only 3 years old. In Culver City, California, Ricky is the music and arts director of the Agape International Spiritual Center, where she directs the 200-member Agape International Choir. Together with her husband, Reverend Dr. Michael Bernard Beckwith, founder of the Agape International Spiritual Center, their powerful partnership has resulted in a dynamic catalog of songs that enable the transformational healing through the power of music. Ricky's intensive music catalog is intensive and extensive music catalog is heard on the radio and some of the soundtracks for movies and television. Agape Media International is a purposeful method for meaningful change as an expression of the global Agape community. AMI, which is Agape Media International, is dedicated to creating transformative content in music, movies, TV, books, and online media, and promoting artists and art forms that uplift human spirit. And boy, is that ever true. My husband and I are members of the Agape community, and as a matter of fact, Reverend Michael Bernard Beckwith, I'm calling him Reverend now because he and Ricky Byers-Beckwith officiated over our wedding at Agape on March 22, 2009. And that was a blessing that there's a saying that I used to say, and that is, a victim of our own success, I have now changed that to be almost too blessed to receive. And that is the blessing that we got from these two amazing people and the blessing the world is getting through all the great work that they're doing. And it is my wish and my intention this evening to honor them in a way that will do them justice. So without further ado, I'd like to bring on Michael Bernard Beckwith and Ricky Byers-Beckwith, if she's with us now.
Yeah.
Come on down.
And I'm definitely here with you, Kate. And
thank you.
You did a stellar job.
Yeah, well, thank you. Thank you very much. I'm trying to live up to my new name.
Hey, and by the way, that PBS special, that first taping is 7 o'clock, not 7:30.
Oh, excuse me. All right.
Yeah, so it's 7 and 9:30.
Okay,
we want the folks to come out and be with us.
7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. Thank you for correcting me. So if somebody wants to come to the 9:30 taping, what time should they be at Club Nokia?
They should probably be there about 9 o'clock and start getting their tickets and coming on in. You definitely don't be late. Come there at 9 or a little earlier.
So would 8:30 be okay, do you think? Because
no,
I know it says that the seating...
That'd be a little bit too early. That'd be a little bit too early to be waiting in line. I think 9 o'clock would be fine.
Okay, because I know the best available seats will be assigned on first-come, first-served basis. So
right,
I'm going to be there at 7 in the morning.
Okay. we'll have some hot tea out there for you.
Yeah, and people who have the VIP, the very inspired person seats, will also receive a gift bag and will also be able to go to the after party and experience some really delicious food and beverages, correct?
Absolutely. Good food, good beverages, and good company.
That's wonderful. So it includes premium seating, gift bag, and Life is Good after party in the Plush Club Nokia VIP Lounge. And you have a lot of surprise guests that evening, I'm told. I've been getting emails from some of them, so I won't give away who's been emailing me that they'll be part of this. And I'm just wondering, for the tapings, do you have the same people for both tapings, right?
Yeah, we have the fabulous and world-famous Agape International Choir.
Absolutely. And we have the fabulous Ricky Byers-Beckwith featured.
Yes, I'll be there with the Agape Choir with Will I Am will be there with us, and so will Saida Garrett.
He's my favorite Black Eyed Pea.
And the fabulous Nikki Harris. I don't know if Michael said that there was something that happened in the line and I couldn't hear what
was
going on.
Well, he was speaking Martian, but he does that sometimes, doesn't he?
That's funny.
Just kind of goes off. That's okay. We understand. I think what he was saying was exactly what you said.
Oh, okay. I couldn't hear it. It was like...
I was translating. So the theme of the PBS special is The Answer Is You, and it's a pledge program to benefit public television. And as a pledge program, first of all, I am absolutely thrilled that this is happening and this wonderful big next leap is happening for Agape International Spiritual Center and the choir and every person involved with Agape, because I personally have been enjoying and been enriched by PBS specials for as long as they've been out there,
mm-hmm.
and to see this really wonderful and deserved next big leap happening just really makes my heart leap for joy. The minute I found out about it, I was like, wow, that is so perfect, because I've been watching Dr. Wayne Dyer forever and all these wonderful other people, and it's time to have this kind of programming available to the masses. And, you know, back when you, Reverend Michael, I'm sorry, I called you the Rev again. I'm so used
that's
to
okay.
it. We always call you the Rev.
That's all right.
So Michael, I know that back when you first had your vision of what was to come of your life in a dream and started feeling this opening through the life circumstances you were going through at the time, and there was something that happened in your life where you said, God, if I can get through this, I will devote my life to you. And you got through it, and you kept your word. And that is such an inspiration. And to come up with something called spiritual liberation is the most beautiful thing that I think can happen to us today. And it's really a wonderful time to be alive where there's space for something like this, and that it's coming through you and Ricky and Agape and all the wonderful people involved with the community. And where it's going is there are no limits. And, you know, I'm very familiar with Stephen Powers, who was also on my show, and he is one of the chief people involved with Agape Media International. And, you know, the corporations in the world pale in comparison to the kind of work that Agape is doing as far as, you know, being a powerful force in the world. And you're doing it in such a way that comes from love, and agape actually means unconditional love. So
right.
I have some questions for the two of you about, you know, first of all, I've been to many, 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 many of your services and really enjoyed this fantastic music that comes channeled through Ricky and everybody involved in the choir and you yourself, Michael. I'd like to inquire for our listeners how you both prepare for your creative expression of the messages and the music that comes through you both. And either of you can go first, but I'm fascinated to hear about that.
Preparation. Ricky Beebe, are you there?
I'm here.
Uh-huh. I'll let my beloved go first.
How do you prepare?
Prepare. That's an interesting dynamic.
Interesting word, huh?
Yeah.
I think when you live day to day in integrity with the things that you say you're about, that you kind of stay prepared,
mm-hmm.
because when I sit down to sing or to do whatever it is that I get to do this lifetime, especially at Agape, I'm just bearing witness to what I know to be true, and it's a joy to do it. And so, any dark night of the soul that I may have worked through, or some big aha that I just discovered, or just listening to Michael as my teacher and the beautiful way he expresses and expands, you know, the whole universe for you, that's enough to lift my heart. There's enough to fill it so that I can sing the songs that inspire others.
Mm-hmm.
So I guess my preparation is for living.
Right, and I would
yeah.
say the same thing. I like to say sometimes that you don't have to rehearse to be yourself.
Yes.
And I think if you're living a life, if you're living the life that you're singing about or living the life that you're speaking about, then that way of living, which is based in prayer and meditation, study, and fellowshipping with high-minded people, and living an intentional life, where your life is about the unfoldment of your soul and becoming better every day, releasing life energy, generosity of the heart, forgiving yourself and others if you stumble along the way. I mean, if you're living that, then when you meditate and you have an aha moment, then the spirit gives you new ways of discussing, or not discussing, new ways of expressing that aha moment, but it's integrated into your way of living. I think that human beings, oftentimes, they want a big miracle to take place in their life, and they forget that the miracle has already happened, and that miracle is their life. And if they begin to live life according to the fact that the miracle has happened, and there's such love and giftedness within us, and there's such power within us, and we seek to express it and to live it, then seeming miracles happen all around us, and we find greater and greater opportunities to express ourselves and to express that gift of divinity which is within everyone. So we, Ricky and I, we pray, we meditate, we study, we're at church all the time. We're around creative people and giving people, and so we're the mind is prepared to receive insight and aha, and because that's what we're geared for, and that's what we're encouraging people to do, to live a life like that, you see.
Right. So you're basically 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, a request for divine guidance.
We're available and receptive to it because it is always happening. Now, that's a spiritual principle. A spiritual principle is something that it's unalterable. It's not at our whim or fancy. It's what's, you know, like it's always there. Like in the physical world, gravity is here. Well, divine guidance is always here. It's always being broadcast from the universal presence, divine intelligence, living intelligence. And so when you live a life that is based on receptivity of that, then you have more and more insights. You don't have to beg to get it. You just have to pray to let it, to open yourself up to allow it to happen.
Don't have to pray to get it. You pray to let it.
Right.
That's great. Yeah, so, you know, I'm certain that abundance is our true nature, is our birthright, and the only time we're not experiencing that flow is when somehow we have blocked it or somehow we've forgotten to be receptive to it.
Right.
And when somebody's blocked, and they're blocking that flow that's their natural birthright and their gift that they were born with,
absolutely.
What would you say to them about, first of all, realizing that they themselves have blocked it, and to show them that they are powerful enough to unblock it?
Right. Well, what people are doing is, that one, they're experiencing a lie. They're experiencing, and experience simply means something that you're going through that is temporary. So people are having an experience of a limited perception of reality. And now we live, move, and have our beingness in abundance. Now that's the truth. So the work, the inner work that we're doing is allowing us to be receptive to the abundance that is absolutely every square inch of this magnificent creation. So when an individual is, and the second thing that individuals do is they make prosperity and abundance, they look at it as material. So two of the biggest mistakes. One, they have a blockage in their mind that gives them a temporary experience. It's a misperception. The misperception could be a belief in scarcity, lack, limitation. And then two, they see abundance as material. Now, abundance is not material. It is non-dimensional substance. It is everywhere. Now, it will materialize. It will show up for you as an ideal employment, as right livelihood, as opportunities to express yourself, as of money, as all of that. But you have to begin to see that you are standing in a sea of plentitude in the field of infinite opportunities. You have to feel that, and then it shows up. And so many people block their good because they see it only as material, and then they say, oh, my God, there's not enough good to go around. We live in scarcity. If I spend a dollar, I have a dollar less. When, in fact, we are energetic beings that live in such a flow of good, and if we can catch that through our visioning, through our prayer, through our meditation, through our chanting, through our affirmation, then suddenly or incrementally it begins to flow into our life. And it seems miraculous at times, but it's already here waiting to come into expression.
Absolutely. And being that you're such a word master, I picked up on something that you said. You said materialize, and I heard material, L-Y-E-S.
Yeah, material lies.
Right.
You know, and the material world is lying to us because the material world is telling us that there's not enough to go around. When,
yes,
in fact, there's enough good on this planet to feed every child. There's enough good for everybody to have water. There's enough good for everyone to have clothing and shelter. There's enough good here if we will but unleash our gifts of compassion and love and generosity and creativeness and innovativeness and have an intention to live at that level. The world, as it's already being, can be transformed in very quick fashion.
Right, and I completely believe that, and I say every week at some point in the interview with the guest that I have that I believe one person can ignite consciousness on the planet, and if each one of us would believe that it's us for 15 minutes, it'd be a different world immediately, if we would just believe that it could be us. Because
I think it's a powerful practice that people wake up every day and say, what is my gift, what is my mission, I might be that person.
Right.
That makes a great shift in someone's life, or in the life of a neighborhood, or in the life of the grocery store.
Right.
You're right. It's the little things that we do that really make a big, add to a bigger field. I think that sometimes we get duped into thinking that we have to do this huge thing to make a difference, and we forget that it's the little things every day. If we could all pick up the plastic bottles that we see, or the mm-hmm. trash on the ground, when
mm-hmm.
we walk,
right.
or
right.
smile
we teach
at
our
somebody,
kids,
that needs a smile. It makes a big difference. But if we're leaving it up to somebody's bigger awareness to save us, then it never quite happens.
Yeah, that's like an actor waiting by the phone to get an audition instead of getting out there and doing it themselves.
Yeah,
it's sort of like that. And we teach our children to pick up at least one piece of trash every day as a way to be of service, and that inspires them to pick up a lot more than one piece. And,
right.
We're role models for them, so we're out there picking up the trash, too. And,
right.
Nobody says we have to, but we do it because we want to, because that's one less piece of trash on the ground.
Yes, we know this man, Robert Mueller, who writes down great things that he can do. He has, volumes of just ways to make the world better, and of ideas. He just writes down ideas. And at
mm-hmm.
one point he says that back when he was living in, I think it was France, that, or maybe it was Sweden, but that there was a stretch of land where it was just dirty, just dirt, just trash everywhere. And he
mm-hmm.
just decided that for the mile stretch of his walk, he would just pick up the trash and would make it the cleanest pathway. And he did that every day, and people would observe this man picking up his trash, and before you knew it, there was a big story about this man picking up his trash, and other people started picking up trash, and it became a cleaner town, but it started with him.
Right.
At least that was his story.
Yeah,
and
he wanted to be, he wanted that to be the cleanest street in the world.
What's that?
He wanted that to be the cleanest stretch of a mile stretch in the world. And as Ricky was saying, it turned into a movement. And I think, what we're saying here is that people oftentimes are waiting for them to take care of the problem.
Mm-hmm.
When are they going to do something about something?
Mm-hmm.
And that they is us. What can we do about our thoughts and the traffic in our mind? What can we do about what comes out of our mouth? What can we do about the block that we're living on and the street we're walking down? What can we do about it rather than what can they do about it? There is no they. Mm-hmm. They is us.
I hear you. And we could actually end global warming at our breakfast table if we were willing to consider it.
Yeah, you're speaking our language there, Kate.
I know it. We do it every day. And, it's very exciting to have you both on the show because, we get so much out of the Agape community, and we get so much out of what you and Ricky provide. And, Ricky, your music opens the heart like nothing I've ever heard in my life. And, you must channel it. It just, you're just such a mighty instrument of joy and song and the music that lives within all of us, I believe that the frequency you put out gives permission to each and every one of us to feel it in ourselves. And, you know, I've been waiting a long time to tell you that, so thank you for being on this interview so I could say that to you publicly.
Oh, that's so beautiful. I really appreciate it, and I love the fact that I can sit down enough to just to let it flow through. You know, last night after the house was really still and everybody was asleep, I went down to the piano, and this whole thought was running through me about the edge being rough, and how rough it is on the edge. They say the road to, what is it, Michael? Something about the road to something is like a razor's edge. What is it?
Someone with the spiritual path is a razor's edge.
It's like a razor's edge. Yeah, and I was just sitting there, you know, dealing with this concept of the edge is rough, and all of a sudden this beautiful music began to just, I remember that I had played it before, and I started to play these beautiful chords, and I just had such gratitude that I think that those sounds are beautiful, and so I let them flow, you know, and then when I play them for somebody like yourself, Kate, that you'll think it's beautiful because, you know, you can feel it. And I think there's something magical about that the spirit can send a song and I can play it and other people think that it's really beautiful.
That's
well,
interesting
that
because I left the bedroom door open last night when you were playing that piano, and that's what I went to sleep by.
I didn't know that.
Yeah, when you came upstairs, the door was open because I didn't close it. I just said, because you were playing the piano and it was sounding so beautiful. So I just got into bed and left the door open and just listened to the music until I fell out.
I'm in love again.
Isn't that wonderful? You guys are such a great role model for people in relationship and partnership. And, you know, I'm starting to write a book called Radical Partnership. And the two of you inspired John and I to find that kind of partnership in each other. And I know that you, Michael and Ricky, are partners in anti-crime. And so are we. And what we wish to do in the world is to make sure that everybody remembers who they are through whatever means that we're guided to do it. And nothing is too small and nothing is too large. And, you know, you two are like the epitome of what a great relationship template would look like. And I happen to know that you, being in a human body, you experience the human condition and you have your issues. And it's what you do about them that matters. And it keeps you in an upward spiral as to how you deal with those things when they come up. And when you feel you're not in an upward spiral, that's when one or the other takes responsibility to pull up on those controls before something crashes and burns. And that's a powerful partnership where you can do that for one another because, you know, life comes at you pretty fast and furious, whether you're taking the Pierce energy or not. Sometimes it gets you down. And, you know, you need a giant fly swatter sometimes. And, you know, that's where your partnership comes in, where you see your partner kind of flailing a little bit and losing their balance, and you just kind of just give them some space and you know, send them some love and say a word or two or whatever needs to happen to help them get their balance again. And a lot of people don't understand that they have the right to have a partnership like that. Some people just don't know they have the right to it or they have the worthiness for it. But we do, all of us do. And when you discover the worthiness in yourself and you begin to allow all the flow to come to you from the universe that's waiting for you, and you start saying yes to the universe and the universe starts saying yes to you. And, you know, for John and I...
Preaching.
What's that?
I said, look who's preaching, you.
You know what? I wanted to be there on Wednesday night when you said you were going to pick people from the audience to come up and give a sermon. I was wanting to do that so much because I would just completely step out of my own way and let whatever came out of my mouth fall out of my mouth and not worry one bit about what it was because I trust that what's in there is what people want to hear. And that's what you do. And, you know, my one thing you did, and it's one of the questions I wanted to ask you, Michael, when you were officiating our wedding, and after it was done, I was so excited to introduce you to what I called in that moment my ex-husband. Now, the first thing you said to me wasn't, oh, your ex-husband is here? How progressive and wonderful. You said, your what? I said, my ex-husband. You said, he's not your ex-husband. He's not your ex-anything. He's your former husband. You don't ex anybody out of your heart. And you changed me in that moment to the point where I don't say ex anything anymore, and I actually help others see it a different way, too. And for the many thousands of people out there who still use the term ex-wife, ex-husband, ex-friend, ex-partner, ex-whatever, would you please elaborate on where you were coming from? I totally got it when you said it to me, and I would like listeners to hear
when you introduced him to me, it was obvious that you shared a level of friendship and the fact that you used to be married and that particular scenario was over, but he wasn't ex, like, out of your life. He was a former relationship. You were formerly married. And sometimes with that kind of introduction, it just seemed to be too much on the edge for what it was. So what just came out of my mouth was just a flow. That's not your ex-husband. That's your former husband. You haven't exed him out. You guys still talk with each other. You still counsel with each other. You still support
I thought you meant it in
friends.
General, no one should call anyone their ex anything, and you don't ex anyone out of your heart ever.
Yeah, in the general sense, that is absolutely true. In a specific sense, it was very true for you two because, I mean, there are people on the planet who it would be very difficult for them to be next to their former husband or wife because one of them may not have grown. And the idea would not mean to. The idea would be not to ex them out of their heart, to really send a lot of love and compassion and forgiveness, and releasing animosity and resentment, so that sometimes when we say ex, you know, it carries a lot of sting to it.
Right.
When in fact, that was just a chapter in a book that hopefully improved people. You know, their former relationships just improved them. They learned lessons and then moved on. Without hopefully having to repeat the same lesson.
Right.
So definitely
right.
You don't want to X people out of your heart. That doesn't mean that every person can be in your life,
mm-hmm.
you know, but definitely not X out of your heart.
Well, you can love them from a distance, and sometimes you should, you
Absolutely.
Know, depending on the situation.
Absolutely.
Because
Absolutely.
You don't want to be around people who don't know how to behave themselves.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So thank you for...
We all know a few.
What's that?
So we all know about a few.
We do. And, you know, I happen to know that you're able to love every person no matter what they do or how they come at you. And, you know, you
And sometimes
even,
I don't like that.
Have a great
I was going to say, who's she talking to?
and sometimes I don't like that either, Kate.
She's talking to you, baby.
You don't like that?
But sometimes I don't like it. I can remember a number of years ago when there was a particular individual in the community, a man that was very difficult to get along with. He did not like to be gotten along with. He really, he loved to be in static and conflict. He was very comfortable with that. And so if it got too friendly or if things were just too harmonious, he would find a way to create conflict.
Oh,
and
yeah,
I remember at one point when I realized that I loved this guy anyway, and my mind didn't want to love him, but my soul took over. it overruled the fact that I didn't like his behavior. And I just loved him, and I just loved him right where he was. I loved the fact that he was immature emotionally. I just loved him. And I just remember thinking to myself, oh, man, I don't want to love this guy.
Well, I'm with you, and, you know, it's I believe that true family members are not always born under the same roof. And you know, you do your best with what you got. And for me, to become pure human spirit instead of, you know, from human animal to pure human spirit, I work on that all the time. And sometimes I feel like I'm just failing miserably at it because I'll look at somebody who's doing something and I'll immediately judge them. Or I'll do something and immediately judge myself. And then I'll remember, wait a minute. If I'm saying something bad about that person, I'm saying it about me too, because we're all connected. But I constantly need to remind myself, but at least I'm at the level where I'm noticing I'm doing it, and I'm putting in some corrections. And
well, that's
you know,
why,
I
that's why we call it a
it.
Practice. That's why it's called
right.
a practice.
Right.
You see, you're practicing, so you catch yourself in judgment, judgmentalism, being overly critical, hypocritical. It's a practice. That's all. He's coming back, and you keep practicing. So it's not you're not finding one more thing to feel guilty about or to beat yourself up about.
Right.
You're just finding another area of practice.
Well, that's how you get to Carnegie Hall. Practice.
That's what they say.
Yep,
we're on our way.
That's true. I'm going to give out your website again and plug what you got coming up a bit more because that's what I want to do. www.agapelive.com/PBS is where you can get the tickets for the PBS special taping coming up August 20th at 7 p.m. is the first taping, and 9:30 p.m. is the second taping. And if you are a VIP ticket purchaser, which means very inspired person, you will be entitled to premium seating, gift bag, and Life is Good after party in the Plush Club Nokia VIP Lounge. Delicious food and drinks will be provided for you. And there are the ticket prices. Seating is limited. There are only 1,200 seats at Club Nokia, and we want to fill them all up for both tapings. And it's first come, first serve. The phone number to call for more information is 310-248-1260, extension 1601.
That's
348.
I think that's 348.
What? What did I say?
I think it's
348. You said 248.
Oh, 310-348-1260, correct?
Right. Yes.
That's correct.
I must have said it with an accent. And extension is 1601, correct?
Yes.
That's right.
Great. Okay, great. And there's actually 50 more seats than I said. There's 1,250.
Well, we'll expand it if we
have
to. We'll expand it if we have to. But this, in the Nokia, this theater, in this particular theater, there aren't any bad seats.
Right.
Every seat is good. You can see from every angle, the stages, the way that, where the stage is, and the acoustics are fantastic. You'll be able to hear Ricky Beebe, the choir, myself very well, and see as well as also. So we just want everyone to come down and to be a part of that field that, as you were talking about at the beginning, that mm-hmm. People around the world will be able to look at the public broadcasting networks and see a message, to see an international choir, to see a growing congregation that is a tremendous diversity cut across all the demographics. All of this will be beautifully, visually spectacular in a powerful way. And
right.
So we
and
want everyone to
message.
Be a part of that energy.
Yeah, and Mickey Willis is directing, is he not?
He's directing the shoot.
The shoot.
He's
okay,
directing
great.
The shoot, yes.
Great. So you've got a lot of great people around you, and the finished product, I would imagine, would be for sale at some
right.
point.
You'll be able to go to the public broadcasting network of your choice as you're watching it, and you'll be able to support public the network as well as get the necessary products and that particular taping. You'll be able to take that home and watch it and mind the different points and hear the different songs over and over and over again as a point of inspiration.
Right.
And be a part
and
of history.
Also, when it airs, I believe that, I know with Dr. Wayne Dyer, whenever his show aired, they had a pledge drive, and they had, for anyone who called in and offered a certain pledge, they would give away certain products of Wayne Dyer's. Would you be doing
right.
that as well when the
absolutely.
Show airs?
Absolutely.
Would you be giving away certain products, certain donations?
Absolutely. There will be different packages for different size of pledges.
Right.
You know,
well, I have to tell you that we've probably got two of everything you ever did, and Ricky too, at our house. So we've got a Spiritual Liberation, Agape International Spiritual Center, and Ricky Beebe and Michael Beebe Film Festival and Library and Music Cavalcade, and we've got it all here. So we might as well just have a Michael Beebe and Ricky Beebe party one night.
We'll come.
And we might even invite you. It would be good. We would like that. So the call-in numbers again, I'm not sure if people can call in because the two of you called in instead of us calling you. But in case they're able to, I want to give the numbers. Toll-free worldwide is 888-815-9756. And line 1 is 530-327-7602. Line 2 is 530-776-5185. Line 3 is 530-413-4511. Again, the website to pull up is www.agapelive.com/PBS. And for the callers who call in, the first five of you will receive a spiritual liberation book, the DVD, the CD set, Ricky's new CD, The Love Project, plus a pair of tickets to the PBS taping. So if you're able to call in, pick up that phone and dial. Do yourself a favor. And all of you out there listening, please go to the website and check out the ticket prices. They're very, very affordable. You really don't want to miss this, especially if you're in Los Angeles, to be a part of this. I believe being that every person who is at the taping may be seen in the taping as the camera pans around the room. I know that there is a disclaimer that you need to sign, like a model release, just in case your image is picked up, that it can be used. So there's a chance that you could be a part of that supportive community for all times by being in it yourself. So please do consider going and filling up those seats at the Nokia, Club Nokia, on Thursday night, August 20th, 7 p.m. and 9:30 p.m. And what I'd like to ask next is, what question is really being asked, Michael and Ricky, when the answer is you?
What is the question?
Yeah, what is the question being asked when the answer is you, the theme of the PBS special?
Right, well, I'll hit it from two angles.
Okay.
One, people are asking the question about the circumstances in their life. They're looking at the world, and it seems to be topsy-turvy. They're looking at collapsing economies. They're looking at diminishing resources, according to the news. They're looking, and they're asking, you know, what can I do about this? How can I handle the issues in my life? And the answer always comes back to us. The answers are not in the government, you know, as well as the government or as bad as the government is. The answer is not in politicians. The answer is not in the hospitals. The answers are not outside of us. The answer is us. And it means that the universe is inviting us to discover gifts and talents and powers within ourselves and to set that free and to have a certain heart and mindset that will allow a level of focus and resolve so that the potential that is within us can be actualized, so that whenever there's difficulty, you know, the miracle that people are praying for is themselves to wake up to the gift that's within them. So the universe is asking the question, getting us to ask the question, who are we really? Who are we individually? Who can we be as a community? Who can we be as a global community? That question is what we have to live with. And so so in terms of a continuing question, we have to ask ourselves, what's my potential? What are my assets? Mm-hmm. What gifts are within me? What's trying to emerge? Mm-hmm. We have to live with these questions. So it's not that we're trying to... We have a caller. Not that we're trying to solve a problem.
We have a caller. Thank you. I'm going to bookmark what you just said and come back to it.
Okay,
caller, are you there?
Hello?
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 Yes. Michael, is there a plan to...
What's your name, please, so we can write it down, because you just won something.
Oh, a plan to put Agape on the Internet so we can listen to it live no matter where we are.
Absolutely. That's already in the works on a lot of levels. And it looks at this point that the last Sunday of this month being August, that the last Sunday of this month, we will be streaming live again. We tested it before a few weeks ago and received a lot of feedback from the world community as to whether it buffered, whether it sounded good, whether it looked good, and we got tremendous feedback. We tweaked it. We're building our own platform, and it should be available by the last Sunday of this month. So I would invite you to continue to look at our website at agapelive.com, and if you haven't done so already, to sign up for the free bulletin that comes out every week, put together by our Reverend Greta Sashita, and you will be notified as soon as the streaming is up.
Well, I appreciate that so much.
Who am I speaking to? What's your name?
Sean in Oroville. Oroville?
You're calling from Oroville?
Yes.
Oroville in India?
Oroville in California.
Oh, okay.
Might as well be in India. It's so far away.
Okay.
You know who
is? I've been to Auroville in India with Aurobindo's place. Oh, okay. Very good. We just took a little bit of distance. Yeah, so just check our website and sign up for the free e-bulletin. You'll get all the information.
Thank you so much. I look forward to seeing you.
Absolutely.
Thank you for calling.
Thank you.
Uh-huh. Great. So he just won himself something, and we're going to have to figure out who that was. I think I know who it was, so I know how to get him the free gifts. So I encourage anyone else who would like to call in to please call in and ask any question that you would like of Michael and Ricky. Again, the toll-free worldwide number is 888-815-9756. And thank you for taking that caller, Michael. And to get back to what we were talking about is, you know, the question being asked is, what gifts do I have to bring forth? You know, what purpose do I have? What am I here to bring? And that's a great question to ask, and the answer is you.
And the answer is us. And people are out here oftentimes trying to solve a problem, but they don't have any real purpose. They're not living a purposeful life. They're living a life, maybe, as I like to teach sometimes, they have a task-oriented life. Society has given them a set of tasks to do, and they haven't come out of a task-oriented life to find bigger goals and then move into a deeper purpose. Now, everyone has a purpose for being here. Everyone is here to reveal the living intelligence and creativity and beauty and the presence of the universal one that is in all of us. We all have that purpose. And underneath that purpose, there are particular goals that we have in order to fulfill, in order to manifest that particular purpose. So we're asking people to break out of just task orientation, which oftentimes is like a living death. People are afraid of death, yet they're afraid to live. And so we're inviting people to break out of the limiting task-oriented way of being and to discover that there's a great artist within them, a soulful soul artist that wants to allow this world to be better before they leave through the gifts of divinity stirred into activity through us. You see.
Right. We have another caller, and that was a beautiful thing you just said, and I'm going to bookmark that, too. Caller, are you there?
I am.
Who is that? What's your name?
This is Lewis Lottman.
Hi, Lewis Lottman. How are you?
Hi, Kate Romero. I'm doing great.
Wonderful. Wonderful. Well, welcome to this call and this interview. Do you have a question for Michael or Ricky?
Absolutely. One, I want to start with thanking you guys. This is such an inspirational call. It's so amazing to see you guys in person and to hear that you're going to be streaming for those people who aren't in California. I'm really looking forward to that. So thank you, Michael and Ricky. That's going to be awesome for your worldwide.
Beautiful. Where are you calling from?
Thank you.
I'm in Miami, Florida.
Oh, wow. Beautiful.
Yeah. I make it out to the Los Angeles area every now and then. I always try and stop by. The one thing that I wanted to find out, you guys are, to me, so amazing and have so much beauty and inspiration and light to share with the world. And this is kind of a question you may or may not get all the time, but how do you manage where to share your energy, where to share your time, where to, you know, invest yourselves into? Like, I can only imagine people want you to appear and share your message live and be on different calls. How do you determine where you share your time on a daily basis?
You know, that is a good question, and I think we are learning that as we go.
And I was going to say,
we're in
answer in progress.
It is. It's an answer. It's an unfolding. We always try to make it back to Agape every week, Wednesday or Sunday, to speak and sing. And but since the beginning of the year, we've been out almost every week, leaving sometimes on a Thursday, coming back on a Saturday in a different state. Sometimes I say that Ricky and I, we are your spiritual stimulus package, going out into the world, stimulating spiritually. And the requests come in, we look at them, we prioritize them, I seek to. And we go out where we can make the biggest difference that we possibly can. Sometimes it's large venues, sometimes it's small, but there's not really any small in the mind of God or in the mind of the universe. So we like going out, making friends, and making a difference in people's lives. And it's and it also allows us to be together, because oftentimes we're at home, you know, we're doing a lot of things here, you know, running Agape and other projects that we're working on. But when we get on the road, we're together, because we're on the plane for a length of time, we're in a hotel for a length of time, then we are on the stage together, you know. So it provides us some wonderful quality time to be together while we're serving as well. So it's very soul satisfying.
Well, that's great. That's beautiful. Well, thank you. Thank you for your message and continue sharing it. I think you know, you're going to share some amazing greatness with people come the end of August here. I mean, that is amazing that people will be able to tune in live now by not physically being there. So thank you.
Absolutely. And remember to tune into that PBS special when it comes in your area. It'll start airing November 27th, and let all your friends know how to support that as well.
I'll absolutely do it. Thank you, guys.
Lewis, you're going to get a set of Spiritual Liberation, the book, the DVD, the CD set, and Ricky's new CD, The Love Project. I think to give you a pair of tickets to the PBS taping would be, unless you're coming to Los Angeles, would you be coming?
I may be able to share them with two people that would absolutely be able to use them, and I'll speak to your producer about that.
Yeah, please do, and we'll have them at will call for that person.
Thank you, Kate.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, Lewis.
You got it, guys. Take care. Thank you.
Peace and blessings.
And blessings. So you were on a roll before that call came in, and that what you said on that call is just fantastic. And I know that for everybody who speaks about anything anywhere, the audience is inside of them, meaning that what needs to be heard by the people who are coming into their lives, there is an urge and passion to say it. And I believe that for the gifted folks like yourself and Ricky who have powerful message to give to the world, it's because the people in the world are calling out through collective consciousness for the things that you both have to say. Does that make sense?
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And being everything is frequency, that you're finally tuned enough that you can pick up on it and allow what comes out of you and trust what comes out of you to be what is needed.
I think what happens is there is a match on the unseen side of life. And people, you know, Ricky and I, we have our message. It's not our message, personal message, but it's our way of expressing the message of life and of giving and of unfoldment of the soul and inspiration and creativity. And individuals who are ready to hear that message that way find us. And through their longing and their desire to become more themselves, they can hear what we're saying. Someone else might not be able to hear us right away. They might say, you know, that's a bit cutting edge. That's too much. I can't get it yet. And
right.
Then later on, they get it. So
right.
there's it's both rising at the same time. It's us willing to be ourselves, and then we end up connecting with individuals who are willing to receive our gift that hopefully activates their gift. Because when I'm speaking, when Ricky's singing, it's really not about us. It's not about our greatness. It's really about us singing and speaking about the greatness in the person that's listening. We want them to know how great they are and how wonderful they are, and what power is within them. You see,
right.
We have the privilege of being able to minister to people in that way.
Right, and I use my little radio show for the same purpose. So thank you for saying that, and it's very obvious that everybody in the Agape community or anyone who's within earshot, be it electronically or in person, they're there for a reason, and it's never crowded on the leading edge, is it?
Well, as the old saying goes, if you're not on the edge, you're taking up too much room.
I like
taking
that.
Taking up too much space.
Let me write that down. That's good.
Yeah.
And I wanted to ask you, let me give out the call-in number one more time because it seems to be working. I noticed that when I invite people to call, they generally do. If I forget to invite them, they're not going to interrupt our conversation. So it's toll-free worldwide, 888-815-9756. Please feel free to call in. We've got three more sets of the free gifts to give away. So please make good use of the time because we're coming up on the end of our Spiritual Hollywood Hour, and we'd love to hear from you. Again,
I just want to mention that you mentioned it earlier, but I think it bears repeating that this particular event is being sponsored by the Pure Synergy Company.
Oh yes, absolutely.
I think it's just good to note that, you know, it's a product invented by Mitchell May, who's a longtime friend of Ricky and I's. The product is very good. He's a strong man in integrity with what he delivers in terms of his vitamins and in terms of his product. But we really wanted a sponsor that we could really stand behind and not be afraid to say, you know, this is our sponsor. You know, because oftentimes, you know, people who do shows or PBS specials, they have sponsors. But you kind of know that they don't really use that product. You know, they kind of get in bed with the sponsor in order to get the thing done, but they may not really agree with what is being put down, you know.
Got it.
And so in this particular case, you know, we want people to really understand that Ricky and I, we really take Synergy. We really drink the drink. It really is in the green drink every single day. It's a good product. So I just wanted to give a shout-out to Mitchell as a, you know, big gratitude.
Give the website. www.thesynergycompany.com, thesynergycompany.com, thesynergycompany.com. And I'd like to testify that I know Ricky and Michael use this product because I've seen Michael do about 20 push-ups on stage, military style, with one hand. So he wasn't taking the Pure Synergy. I don't know how he could do it because I think you're younger than me, but still, you know, something's going on there. And for Ricky to be able to be playing songs past midnight and get up at 4 o'clock in the morning to go and do the music ministry, there got to be something going on there, too, because she always looks fresh and radiant. And for myself and my husband, John, we use Pure Synergy every day. And I was telling Michael earlier, we took our kids to Raging Waters, which is a water theme park, on Sunday. And when we did that, we looked at each other and I said, I think it's time for some Synergy, because we went very early in the morning. We were tired. I said, let me make us a shake. So I made us a double strength shake. We stayed there all day until dark and kept up with the kids. We were very sore, still are today. But we're glad that we did it, and we know that the Pure Synergy helped us quite a bit. And ever since we've been using that product, we've been able to be maybe 50% more productive and 50% less tired. And that's the truth.
That's a beautiful testimony. Mitchell will be happy about that testimony. But it's true. There's so many people in the community.
See me? I look like I'm 12, and I'm actually 102.
You can see Ricky's
Excuse
mama.
Excuse me, everybody. I'm going to have to get off the phone. I have a rehearsal. The band is here.
Okay.
And I have to get ready for this program, so I'm going to have to sign off.
Final comment.
It's been a real pleasure being here with you, Kate.
Thank you so much for joining
us. What's your final comment?
Looking forward to seeing you at the PBS special. And all the listeners out there, please purchase those tickets and come and be there for this wonderful, life-changing event. It will totally alter your consciousness to be in this kind of frequency in a good way. So thank you, Ricky, for being with us. And, Michael, if you can hang out for a little bit longer, we could talk some more. We have the space, so you let me know.
Very good. I'll hang on for a little while longer. And, Ricky Beebe, have a good practice, and I'll see you at home.
Okay. Okay, take care.
Good blessing.
Okay. Bye.
Hi. Wow. What a blessed life that you two have. And you know, it's just so beautiful to see a person following their divine plan so beautifully and flawlessly,
even if it seems
imperfect, it's still perfectly imperfect and imperfectly perfect.
Right. It's so intense, Kate. And it's
I know it's intense. Are you kidding me? I look at the way you two live, and I'm like, you know, I'm in training to do the same thing. I don't know what's coming for me, but I know something is. And
right.
John and I are watching you and Ricky, and just we'd love to just sit down with you and talk about stuff like that, you know, and just to see how to prepare for this. And as you said, you're just sort of playing it by ear. Life is 100% improvisation, and a good plan really helps with that. So you know, have a great team around you to make sure you get where you're going when you're supposed to be there, and that you have reminders constantly of what's coming up. And, you know, I've actually seen you when you've had a meeting, like, let's say for us, for our wedding, and then there's three other people waiting to see you, and you know, we get involved in conversation, and they have to come knock on the door and drag you out of there. And it's just a very, very busy, wonderful, amazing life. And I happen to know that by the time you and Ricky are done with your physical body, there's going to be a sign that says all used up, nothing left.
Absolutely. That's what I want to give it all. The thing,
right.
I'll tell some of the young teachers, they come around, some of the young individuals who are at our university that want to be ministers and leaders, and they'll look and they want to do what I do, and I have to explain to them, if they were to jump into my shoes right now, they would experience post-traumatic stress because it's so much coming on at one time that I've gotten used to.
Right.
They couldn't just jump in and start doing this, you know, speaking three times on Sunday, another time on Wednesday, teaching two classes on Tuesday, the meetings throughout the week, flying on Thursday, getting back on Saturday, teaching on Friday and Saturday, you know, and the meditation and the Qigong and the prayer and the green shakes and, you know, but it's our life.
And you've got kids and family in between
life.
All that or with all that.
And what was that?
So, you know, it's about balance. And, you know, even if you are just learning it as it unfolds, it's still a wonderful template that you're creating for others to
right.
follow.
Right, and you know what? And think about Ricky and I. We have a lot of fun.
Yeah, that's important.
Yeah, we have a lot of fun. It's fun. She's a funny person.
Yes, and
we
so
have
are
a lot
you.
Of fun. Yeah, we have a great
so,
time.
I have a question that would speak to some of our younger listeners right now, and I had this question come up this week, and I thought this would be an awesome opportunity to share the answer or your thoughts and feelings about it with all of our listeners. I just want to say that being The Secret, the movie and book that you were a part of and such a powerful part of, being that it took some heat from the Christian community, what would you say to a teenager who is from a very strong Christian family background and very strong in their own principles and they're a teenager? What would you say to them about Agape International Spiritual Center's belief system and the freedom of expression that people find there? I mean, because I'm finding that when there's a strong Christian influence and you know, Agape welcomes open arms to all faiths, all belief systems, all religions, all people in general. What would you say to somebody who's really wanting to explore something bigger, something more, and maybe put their toe in the water of learning what else is out there? What would you say to that person who is really staunchly believing just, those things?
Well, you mentioned The Secret and you mentioned Agape, and what we're talking about here is not something, we're not throwing out the baby with the bathwater. We're talking about universal spiritual principles that can be understood, applied, and embodied. And so an individual who's coming from a Christian background will understand these same principles because they're exactly what Jesus taught. Jesus said it this way. He said, pray believing that ye have, that ye may receive. That was his definition of prayer. So, in other words, don't beg to God for it, you know, but pray. Come into a spiritual realization that you already have it, feel it, see it, know it, that, and then you will receive it. That was his way of explaining it over 2,000 years ago. And so other ways of explaining it have come down the pike in modern ways, you know, and vehicles like The Secret. So it's not anti-Christian. It is the teachings of Jesus, the teachings of Buddha, the teachings of Zoroaster, Sri Aurobindo, whoever, but put it in a modern way of saying it. You know, so it's just like we have gravity, you know.
Right.
Nobody even thought about gravity probably 3,000 years ago. They just, you know, and then someone named it, you know, and now we know that there's a field called gravity that we use. You can push against it. You can. You have to navigate through it. If you want to, you have to use the law of aerodynamics in order to fly a plane. But those aren't Christian or Buddhist laws. They're just laws. And so the laws of the universe are just the laws of the universe. And when you can look at it through a Christian prism, a Buddhist prism, a Muslim prism. But as long as you don't allow that prism to become a prison, then you can stay open and receptive to continue to grow and unfold. So the Agape, we appreciate all the prisms of light. and how individuals look at these laws and look at the laws of nature and the laws of God through, and we just say, don't make your prism a prison. Don't get stuck there. Understand that gravity doesn't belong to the Chinese. Gravity doesn't belong to America. Gravity is everywhere. These laws are everywhere. And E=mc², as Einstein described it, that wasn't existed before Einstein was born. It's not his philosophy. I mean, it's not him. It didn't belong to him. And so when you come to agape, you come into a field of an intentional group of individuals who want to become the best that they can be. So we pray together, we meditate together, we sing together, we do sacred service projects together, we travel around the world together, we strengthen and try to build our community together, we do local projects together, we build orphanages, we end up being philanthropic and giving and generous, not only towards the agape community, but the agape community gives out. And so we invite people to come on in and to practice these spiritual principles together in love and in fun and in joy with a good musical soundtrack.
Exactly. Right. And we all pray to the same God, in essence, as we all use the same gravity, correct?
Absolutely. There's only one God. There's no competing gods. There's no, my God's bigger than your God.
Right.
Somebody just may call their God a different name, and based on their history, their culture, and their language, they may have a level of different description. If we're all sitting in a room and we're all looking outside, but we are all looking outside at a different, from a different window, we all have a different perspective of what we see outside, and everyone will describe it differently. Someone looking out a big bay window in the front will say, outside is a big lawn, is a big tree. Someone looking at it from the side will say, oh, there's a river, water. Somebody from the other side would say, oh, there's a forest. Somebody in the back. Everyone would have a different perspective based on the window that they're looking through. Now, it's not altering what's happening outside at all. All you're doing is having a limited perspective of what's outside. What we invite you to do at Agape is to come outside, period. Step out the house, step out of your limited perspective, and have a direct contact with life. And let life guide you, direct you, uplift you, inspire you, and transform your living. Get out of the house and don't defend your perspective. Don't be afraid that if you expand your perspective, you're going to die or go to hell. No. Come outside. It's beautiful out here. And
come outside and play. And I think we have a caller. Caller, are you there? Hello?
Hello.
Hello. Who's calling?
Hi, my name is Celine. I'm from New York, and am I one of the lucky callers?
I think you are.
Yes, you've just won a spiritual liberation book, the DVD, the CD set, and one of Ricky's new CDs, The Love Project. And will you be coming to Los Angeles for the taping?
Unfortunately, no, I wouldn't be able to. I'm not from the L.A. area.
Hey, well, thank you for calling in, and if you call back the station after this call and give them your personal information, they'll forward that to me, and I'll forward it over to Michael's public relations people, and they'll send that package out to you.
Oh, I'll be looking forward to this.
Absolutely. What is your
name? By the way, Michael, I've seen you on Oprah, and you're amazing.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. What is your name?
Celine Coleman.
Celine?
Mm-hmm.
Celine Coleman. Very good. Very good. Well, we definitely accept the gifts with all of our love, and check out our website at agapelive.com and see what's going on. And I get a lot of comments from people about the different appearances I've had on Oprah Winfrey. And thank you for that.
Anytime.
Check our website so you can see us live streaming at the end of the month as well.
Oh, all right. I'll look into that.
Beautiful.
Celine, I really, really recommend that you go to thesynergycompany.com and check out those products. I just feel inspired to say that to you.
Oh, okay. You said Synergy. Say that. Repeat that.
Thesynergycompany.com. They have a product called Pure Synergy that Reverend Michael, I called him the Rev again. Michael and Ricky both take every day. They have the green shake, and I also do, and my husband does, and many people do. And it increases your energy and productivity and keeps you going at optimum production in a way that I haven't seen any vitamins do.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Just felt inspired to say that to you for some reason.
That's beautiful.
Oh, no. All good.
It's not for me. It's from the divine.
Thank you for calling, Celine. And email me when you get the stuff. Let us know. Let me know what you think about it all.
Oh, I'm. I know it's going to be all good. I'm certainly. I would love to experience your wife's. What's her name, Ricky?
Yeah, her music.
Her music. Yes.
Yes.
So
I've been going
through the struggle for quite some time, and.
Yeah,
you know.
You're going to get it. You're going to get her latest CD, and it's going to be very inspiring.
Wow, I'll certainly be in touch, Dr. Beckwith.
Thank you so much.
Dr. Beckwith.
Beckwith.
Anytime.
Yes. All right.
Thanks for calling in. Be sure to call back the station and give them your information. Well, that was great.
That was sweet, Kate. That was sweet.
Yes, it was.
Celine Coleman.
It was wonderful. I don't know why I felt like telling it about pure synergy. I just sensed something.
Well, it's probably intuition. It would be good for her. I think that, you know, one of the things that I teach, and I mention it in the book, Spiritual Liberation, is that in order for you to be healthy and for yourself to continue to divide and multiply correctly, you have to have the right conditions mm-hmm. for that to occur. And that begins mm-hmm. with proper nutrition. Proper hydration, exercise, mm-hmm. elimination, feeling mm-hmm. good about the fact that you live in a friendly universe, sunshine, and pure okay. synergy fits right in there with nutrition. And for some people, when you first begin taking it, detoxification, because it begins to eliminate toxins from the body as well. So,
right. We have another caller. Caller, are you there? Hello? Oh, we had a caller. What I'm thinking, too, about pure synergy, Michael, is that, you know, in today's stressful world, that anything you can do to give back to your body what stress is taking from it is a good idea.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And that's definitely one of the main things that I take every day. I mean, I do my spiritual practice, my meditation and my prayer work and my physical exercise. And then, then I definitely drill down to good nutrition. It's
yep.
something that's
you're
kissed
vegetarian,
by the sun
right?
and not tampered with by man.
Right. So I was thinking if we invited you to dinner, what would we make for you? What's your favorite food?
Well, I would probably invite you to get an ozone generator. I'm kidding.
And an oxygen tank and what is it,
some
a
oxygen
chamber?
And some water.
Oh my God!
No, I like a lot of good food. You know, I like lentils.
Uh-huh.
You know, I like avocado. I eat an avocado every single day.
So do we? Love
it's
it.
In the drink.
And we put it in our green shake sometimes.
Yeah, it's in the green shake.
We put it in the green shake with some dates.
Yeah,
and
with
the pure synergy.
All of that.
And yes, we use
so
soy milk.
Drink that. You do what? Soy milk.
We use soy milk.
No,
green
we use,
synergy,
I use almond
banana,
milk.
Sometimes dates and avocados. Depending
milk.
On how we feel, and the other day I used vanilla soy milk and threw in some peaches with it.
Okay, we do almond milk.
Oh, almond milk. Okay.
Yeah, it's better for you.
Okay,
and much
I didn't
better,
know that.
Much better for John.
Oh yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Okay,
yeah.
He's taking notes literally.
Yeah.
Well,
yeah,
you know,
take him off the soy. Take him off the
Hollywood
soy.
Hollywood hour has turned into a spiritual Hollywood hour and a half. So I thank PBS Radio for being so generous with letting us keep on talking. And I don't know what the cutoff time is, but I'm going to keep on promoting the PBS special coming up on August 20th at Club Nokia, which is downtown Los Angeles, 800 West Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90015 if you want to MapQuest it. There are two tapings, one at 7 p.m. and one at 9:30 p.m. And this is the Agape movement taking its next big leap forward, and you really don't want to miss that. And the theme of the show, or the taping, is the answer is you. And I believe the question we established is, one of the questions anyway, is how can I contribute to the world? What are my gifts? How can I express them? What can I do to make a difference?
And for some people, it might be, how can I make it through the night?
How can I make it through the night?
For some people, it might be, how can I make it through the dark time? For some people, it might be, how can I make it one more day? And
yes.
So we're going to cover heart and mind sets that will allow people to have mental and spiritual strategy to make it through the night and also to become uplifted in such a way that they can transform their life experience.
Absolutely.
And so the field that will be created through the choir and through Ricky and through the message will be a field that will allow people to feel the inspiration and then to take action in their own life.
Right, and discover the direct impact that people's thoughts have upon their lives, too, will be something you'll discuss, right?
Yes, absolutely. And create the mental and emotional and spiritual mind and heart sets for people to walk away with things that they can actually do. Because you know what? Even with economic systems collapsing, nothing has changed in the universe. Apples are still producing apples. Grass is still growing. Gravity is still here. Nothing has changed. The only thing that has changed has been perspective, and that perspective has shifted people's experience. So we're inviting people to come to a larger perspective, a larger perception, so that their experience will change. Because there's as much money on the planet as there was the day before someone said there was a recession.
Absolutely, I agree.
There's much supply.
I think it's a time of pure expansion.
Missing. There's nothing missing, so there's no collapse of anything. It's all perspective and experience and systems that are outdated coming into a correction. There's just as many people today becoming multimillionaires and buying houses than before.
Right.
How are they looking at life? What are they connected with?
And they can realize well-being from the inside out through shifting their perspective.
Absolutely. And that's what we want people to take responsibility for.
Right. And
If you keep creating excuses, the better excuse you make, the worse your life will be.
Right.
You see. And if you keep making better excuses as to why you're not happy and why you're not healthy, your life. So you don't want an excuse. You want a reason to live.
Yeah.
A reason to share, a reason to give, a reason to live a dynamic purpose. And Kate, that is the undertone of the celebration that's going to happen at the Nokia Theater on Thursday night.
Excellent. Fantastic. I'm so excited. And I really invite everybody to go to www.agapelive.com/PBS and look for yourself and see how easy it will be to be there and be one of the lucky people, fortunate people, blessed people to fill that 1,250 seats for both tapings, one at 7 p.m. and one at 9:30 p.m. And also, again, I want to just inform everyone that the Synergy Company, Pure Synergy, thesynergycompany.com, are the sponsor. And the reason Michael says that he chose this company as their sponsor is because they live by it, they use it, they utilize it, and they back them up. And there's a lot of integrity and authenticity in that and making that choice. And as I said before, I'm a testament that Michael and Ricky do use this product, and I and my husband also use it, and many people do, who are movers and shakers in the world. And there's just something wonderful about a frequency of an intention for well-being, and all of that you'll find in the bottle of Pure Synergy. So I'd like to give out the call-in number one more time and maybe hang with you another 5 minutes and see who else can call in and claim their prize. Toll-free 888-815-9756 worldwide. That's 888-815-9756 worldwide. And I'll just reiterate the gifts you will receive if you are our next caller. You'll get a spiritual liberation book, which I have and love. If I could eat it, I would, but I have to get it inside me by reading it. The DVD, Spiritual Liberation, the CD set, and Ricky's next CD, The Love Project, which she completely channeled, plus a pair of tickets to the PBS taping. You can't go wrong by picking up the phone, using your finger, and dialing this number. 888.
Do people still dial?
I don't know if it's dial and push a button. 888-815-9756, and we'll give you about 5 minutes to be our next caller and claim this wonderful gift. And in the meantime, I will ask you another question, Michael. The creative process and opening to spirit's vision for one's life and visualization versus visioning. What's the difference in visualization versus visioning?
Visualization is the one of the first foundational steps in learning how to manifest in one's life. You see what you want to achieve or have. You feel it. You develop an impactful emotional relationship with it. You walk with it as if it's happening now. And you see it with your mind's eye, not with your eyes, but within your mind's eye. And then you watch it manifest. It is a beautiful beginning stage in understanding how to take responsibility for your life and develop strong structures in your life. Visioning is the next stage. Visioning is not trying to use the law to get what you want. Visioning is inviting your highest potential to come forward that may be beyond your imagination, maybe beyond your power to visualize. In other words, there's such good within you, and there's such a destiny within you that's trying to unfold that might be beyond your imagination, because we've all been tainted by the societies that we've grown up in. We've all think we want things that we don't know that we really want them until we get them and realize we don't want them anyway, because ideas have been planted.
Well said. And we have a caller. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I am. Hi, Kate and Michael. I'm calling from Toronto, Canada. I just want to say thank you, Michael. Claire. Claire Carew.
Hi, Claire. How are you?
I'm good. How are
you? Claire, thanks for calling.
You're welcome. And I just want to say I'm an artist, and I've been listening carefully to you tonight. And I'm also an educator, and just going back and forth as to how I'm going to continue to bring beauty to the world. And
yes,
just want to say that everything you said tonight is keeping me on track, and I hope to someday be able to share my work with more people. So thank you, and you're a blessing, and so is your wife, and keep on being strong.
Well, thank you so much, Claire. I will be in Calgary and then to Alberta or Toronto in October.
No way. That's
speaking,
great.
So go to our website at agapelive.com, and then you'll see my travels and when I'll be there.
Oh, perfect. Thank you so much. God bless
Claire,
you.
Claire, I would like to invite you to give your website to our listeners so they can see your artwork.
Okay, it's Claire Carew,
C-L-A-I-R-C-A-R-E-W.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, Claire, C-L-A-I-R-E, and then Carew, C-A-R-E-W. It's all to do with spiritual work, mystical work. And
shamanism?
Yes.
Oh, fantastic.
Okay.
That's Claire Carew, CLAIRECAREW.com.
Right.
Great. Well,
and you've won. I think you've won the book Spiritual Liberation and the movie Spiritual Liberation and Ricky CD, The Love Project. I think she's a winner, right, Kate?
Yes, she won. She won the Spiritual Liberation book, the DVD, the CD set, Ricky's new CD, The Love Project. And Claire, could you get us your information so that we can have that mailed out to you?
So should I send you an email?
Yes, if you would, that would be great.
Perfect.
You
thank you. God bless you all.
God bless you, Claire.
Thank you.
Thank you, Claire.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Wonderful. That was a powerful 5 minutes.
Yeah. Well, let me just say this, because you're asking about visualization and visioning. What they can do is they can get my life visioning process.
Right.
You know, a lot of people are buying the award-winning book, Spiritual Liberation, and I'm so grateful that they are, and I want them to keep buying it. And the life visioning process is you could get a 6-CD set of that, or there's a 2-CD set, or there's a kit. Again, you can go to our website and get that. And it explains the whole difference between the two and how to practice the visioning process. And then that last product that I just released is the catalyzing your soul's potential, activating your soul's potential, which is a CD set that helps people. It's actually a class I'm teaching that was recorded very well, and which I cover a lot of material. So a lot of this is at our Quiet Mind bookstore at Agape, at agapelive.com. And and so you get the whole class right there. Come to Nokia on Thursday night and get the inspiration, and then come to Agape Wednesday and Sundays and drill down into a powerful community.
Absolutely. And you also have just finished, we have a caller, but I want to say this first before I invite them on. Your Soul's Evolution is another new product, and the Life Liftoff Cards, another new product. So all of this is available in the Quiet Mind bookstore, is not correct?
It is, yes. Those particular products that you mentioned are from Sounds True.
Uh-huh.
And they're in our bookstore, and Spiritual Liberation, and the DVD, the movie, Spiritual Liberation, which is very powerful. Matter of fact, there's a couple of showings going on tonight, one in Missouri and another part of the country. That's from Beyond Words. Beyond Words is my publisher.
Yep.
And
yep.
Those are very powerful, as powerful material.
That, yeah, and Beyond Words also are the publishers of The Secret, correct?
Absolutely. And the thing about it is, these books and these products that we're mentioning, they'll do a little bit when you order them and get them in your house, but you have to actually read them, and you have to actually do the practices. The vibration in it is high. But if you put it just in your library, it's going to look good, it's going to make you feel good a little bit, but you have to open up the book and actually read it, you know, practice the life visioning process, use the life liftoff cards, and then that's when you see a change in your life experience.
Start some little groups in your neighborhood and use the book for that. So I'm going to invite the caller on. Caller, are you there?
Yes, I'm here. Hello,
who's
Kay?
Calling? What is your
Hello?
Name?
Hello, Michael?
What is your name?
Yes, yes. How are you? What's your name?
Sakina.
Regina?
Are you able to hear me?
I can hear you.
Yeah. You can call your name?
I'm Sakina.
Fatina.
And I'm, yes, and I'm calling from Alabama.
From
I'm
Alabama.
In Aniston. Yes, and I'm enjoying the show. And I've seen you, Dr. Beckwith, on Larry King Live when you was on there with Jay-Z Knight.
You were,
oh, I know you remember that. I think
right.
You were
there with
only
a number
you.
Of people. Yes.
Yes, and you've now won the Spiritual Liberation book, the DVD, the CD set, and Ricky's new CD, The Love Project. And,
Wonderful.
Tina, would you please call back the station and leave your address so we can send those to you?
Yes, I will.
Wonderful. Did you have a question for Michael or anything else you wanted to say?
Yes, I wanted to say something else. I didn't have a question. I just wanted to thank Dr. Beckwith for being here at this time in my life.
Thank you very much.
And I'll get the material. I've been to your website, and I didn't see anything going on in the South, the United States.
We're going to be in Charlotte, North Carolina in September, and then I guess we're going to have to make a move to Alabama.
Come on.
Keep looking at the website.
Okay, I sure will. And thank you very much for tonight's show.
Thank you.
Thank you, Kay. For inviting
your
doctor.
Thank you for calling. Have a great, great evening.
You too.
Okay,
bye-bye.
That was nice. That was great. Michael, the life liftoff cards.
Yes.
Could you give a brief description of what those are?
Yeah. What we did was we took some of the most powerful statements that rolled through me over the last couple of years in some of my talks, edited them, and put them in a context of teaching and inspiration. So you pick up the card, it has a powerful statement, and it also has some teaching around it, so that you further embody the statement, and then you use it as an affirmation to lift your vibration up. So we're getting a lot of emails from around the world of people who really enjoy them and are really using them. And so I'm so grateful that's happening.
Wonderful. And you know, when you get out of bed in the morning, you might be too busy to eat your breakfast, but you're not too busy to pull one of those cards and take it with you.
Well, sometimes what people are doing, we got a number of letters in the mail where people are, they shuffle it. After they go through it once or twice, then they just kind of mix it up. They just put their hand in and take one, and they put it on their nightstand, and then when they, without knowing what it is, and then when they wake up in the morning, they reached over and see what it is, what they picked the night before, and then that becomes how they start their day. Some people are doing it both ways. They're taking it and they're letting it be the last thing that they read going into their subjective before they go to bed, and then they have one that's ready for them when they wake up in the morning so they're establishing a powerful intention to become the best self as they go through their day.
Right, and what happens to you before you fall asleep is what you call hypnagogy. And the same thing happens when you're waking up in the morning. And the
right.
first thing you read or see when you're in that state of hypnagogy stays with you throughout the day.
Yes, the hypnagogic state between
yes,
sleep and awake.
Yes, and it's a
very powerful
time to have this kind of information in front of you. So that's
right.
a great idea. And what I'm going to do now, being that we have our five callers and our five gifts will be sent out, I'm going to go ahead and wrap up our Spiritual Hollywood hour and a half. And thank you so much for your time, Michael. I do appreciate it. Obviously, our listeners do. And we'll see you at the PBS taping, and I will give that announcement one more time before we go off the air. That is August 20th, this coming Thursday night, two tapings, one at 7 p.m., one at 9:30 p.m., and it's at Club Nokia at L.A. Live, downtown L.A., 800 West Olympic Boulevard, Los Angeles, California, 90015. You'll find all this information and more at agapelive.com/PBS. And this is the Agape Movement taking its next big leap forward. And hopefully you can all be there to experience that with us. And the answer is you. That's it, plain and simple. This is a pledge program to benefit public television. And Ricky Byers-Beckwith and the Agape International Choir, plus many surprise guests, will be there. So please go and check out the website, and hopefully we'll see you there. If you are, please come up and say hello to me. And I would love to see you and know that you heard about it on Spiritual Hollywood. And Reverend Michael, again, many, many, many thanks for joining us this evening. You are generous beyond all comprehension, and what an inspiration you are. And thank you for that. And as the lovely lady, Tina from Alabama, said, thank you for being on the planet and in my life and all of our lives at this time. And there are no accidents, and it's all perfectly
there, there
planned.
Are no accidents.
And I am so excited to see what's next
Absolutely.
And enjoying this very moment. And remember, everybody, the last six letters of attraction are action. So do what Michael and Ricky do and stay busy creating the
well,
life that
stay,
you love.
Stay active.
Thank you so much.
And thank you for your generosity and really using this powerful medium of radio for such a positive and uplifting and inspiring purpose, touching thousands of lives around the world to have them go for the best in life and the best of love and the best of everything, to quote one of Ricky and I's latest songs. And as people come to the PBS special, I say come on down. If you're a little bit financially stressed, or you know, there's ticket prices for everybody, and if you're really financially stressed, you know, at the end, after all the ticket holders go in, if there's any empty seats, they're just going to take love donations and allow all the seats to be filled. So just come on down and be in the energy and be in the music, be in the message, be in the love. And from the Agape Nation that's spreading all over the world, we say God bless you, peace and blessings, and continue to stand strong in the awareness that life is for you and not against you.
Amen. So it is.
And so it is.
Yes. Good night, everybody.
Good night.